headlines of this hour from the Sea of Valley News. Here is Cynthia Mendoza.
Las Cruces police are asking for the public's help in locating two young women who went missing Saturday following a concert in El Paso and may now be in danger. 18-year-old McKenna Sinclair and 19-year-old Charlie Daniels were last known to be at an El Paso hip-hop concert on Friday. Sinclair is 5'2" tall and weighs approximately 125 pounds. She has black hair and brown eyes and was last seen wearing a black dress. Daniels is 5'3" tall and weighs approximately 150 pounds. She has blonde curly hair and brown eyes. Daniel was last known to be wearing a black shirt and a blue denim top. The women were last known to be in a red 2012 Ford Focus, possibly driven by Daniels. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of McKenna Sinclair and Charlie Daniels is asked to call 911 immediately or their local law enforcement agency. The Las Cruces Fire Department is investigating a fire that left a woman injured. According to the release, at about 9:30 p.m. Monday, Las Cruces firefighters were dispatched to a residential structure fire in a single-story apartment on the 1400 block of Monte Vista Avenue. There, they rescued a 55-year-old woman from a burning apartment before extinguishing the fire. Firefighters provided emergency medical treatment on scene before the woman was transported to a local hospital. The woman was treated for burns and smoke inhalation. Fire was confined to the apartment with no damage to any surrounding structures. No further injuries were reported. A New Mexico representative wants to enforce stricter punishment for driving recklessly. Carolina North has more.
Representative Bill Ream of Bernalillo has introduced legislation to increase penalties for drivers who recklessly drive stolen vehicles and injure or kill innocent New Mexicans. House Bill 328 would propose legislation that charges people who commit homicide by vehicle while driving a stolen vehicle with first-degree murder. Individuals who commit great bodily harm while driving a stolen vehicle could be charged with a second-degree felony. This bill was introduced after the death of an Albuquerque teenager last month as the result of a crash involving a stolen van. For Mesilla Valley News, I'm Carolina North.
With a look at your headlines for this hour, I'm Cynthia Mendoza from Mesilla Valley News. Now look at your national headlines with Fox News. With a look at your headlines for this hour, I'm Cynthia Mendoza from Mesilla Valley News. Gas prices are down on this Black Friday. With more, here's Scott Brucato.
The statewide gas price average in New Mexico is now $2.04 for a gallon of regular unleaded fuel, according to the AAA New Mexico Weekend Gas Watch. That price is 2 cents less than last week and 3 cents more per gallon than last year. The national price is averaging just over $2.13. The prices in the Las Cruces area are averaging $1.98. For Mesilla Valley News, I'm Scott Brucato.
State parks are getting in the spirit of Black Friday. Scott Brucato has the details.
According to the Associated Press, New Mexico is providing free access to its network of 33 state parks today as encouragement for families and friends to spend time outdoors. New Mexico State Parks announced Monday that it would waive fees on a day that many people otherwise spend shopping in anticipation of year-end holidays. States including California, Colorado, and Minnesota are holding free Black Friday programs for their state park systems. For Mesilla Valley News, I'm Scott Brucato.
With your weekend sports update, here's Ernesto Garcia.
State high school football playoffs continue tonight on Classic Hits 98.7 as the Las Cruces Bulldogs take on the Cleveland Storm in Rio Rancho. You can hear that game tonight. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:45 with Jeff Matthews giving you the play-by-play. The state 4A playoffs continue with the Hatch Valley Bears traveling on the road tomorrow to take on Robertson in Las Vegas, New Mexico. Kickoff is set for 1 o'clock.
With a look at your headlines for this hour, I'm Cynthia Mendoza from Mesilla Valley News.